皆さんこんにちは。ミックスの最終日になりまして、なんと、スコット・ラスリーと時間が取れて、このミックスのハイライト、そしてこのミックスの重要性といったものをスコットから直接聞けるチャンスを得ることができました。それではこれからですね、10分ぐらいでスコットに今回のミックスをいろいろお話しいただきたいと思います。 Thank you very much for your time, Scott.
Thank you very much for having me.
The mix event this year was fantastic, and everyone from Japan are so excited about the contents, keynote, sessions, everything. So could you talk about how the mix is important for us and for the developers?
Yes, well, MIX is an important conference for us that we hold every year and that we use to kind of unveil kind of our new web technology, both on the server side as well as on the client side, and for the last 2 years also focusing on the phone. And it tends to be an exciting event with a lot of consumer experiences that are usually fun to see, with some really good demos. And we're really excited this year in that we've released a number of pretty substantial products this week that we think developers, and in particular .NET developers, will be very excited about.
So how, in your mind, how you are positioning, you know, the MIX, this event, in our, you know, Microsoft overall strategy in terms of the developer engagement?
Well, it's the nice thing about MIX is we do hold it once a year, and it's an in-person event, but we also stream the content and provide the samples and the content in lots of different languages. And so, you know, over the next couple of months, we'll see hundreds of thousands of developers around the world be able to experience it. And, you know, we're pretty excited about the technology because it's very web-focused, it's very consumer-focused, and we think there's some really exciting things in it.
I see. So in the sense, you know, our team is working on the localization of the each, you know, content, and we are doing a good follow-up after this event for the Japan developers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, thanks a lot. So we saw many great announcements in this MIX event this year. So could you quickly recap what's the key announcement on the technologies?
Yes, well, on the we had two keynotes, one on the server and on standards-based web and HTML5, and then one covering Windows Phone and Silverlight and Kinect. On the day one keynote that I gave, I talked a lot about some of the work that we're doing around ASP.NET, Visual Studio, and our Web Matrix and Orchard products. And this week we released an update for the ASP.NET Model View Controller, version 3. It's what we call a Visual Studio tooling update. So it does not change the core runtime DLLs. So if you've already started using MVC3, you don't need to change any code. You don't need to recertify. It's the exact same runtime that you're using today. But there's a bunch of really nice tooling improvements in Visual Studio that you can take advantage of now that include better HTML5 support. They include the Unity Framework 4.1 release, which is a pretty exciting data access technology that we've been working on that enables a much cleaner data development model that's based on Link and the Unity Framework. And we're also including what we call data scaffolding support that enables you to very quickly build data-driven applications that are very robust, very professional, and very well maintainable. And so for people doing kind of professional development and agile-based development, there's a lot of great improvements there, and it's a free download. We also showed off some of the great work that we're doing with Web Matrix and with our ASP.NET Razor technology, and how quickly it enables you to build websites, and some of the great helpers that are now available so you can integrate with Facebook or Twitter all the great services on the web. And then we also showed off Orchard, which is our lightweight CMS and blogging platform that's built on .NET, and which makes it really easy for you to build sites. And in this case, we showed an example of building an e-commerce site on stage. And the great thing is you can take advantage of built-in functionality to build sites quickly, but you also, at the end of the day, can use .NET to customize it all. And then lastly, we showed off some of the work that a partner of ours, Embraco, which is a .NET open source content management system, is doing to build on top of Azure, and some of the great wins they're gaining from going to the cloud. So so we're pretty excited about the day one. Lots and lots of server stuff, lots of great ASP.NET investments, and with Visual Studio. On day two, then we focused on more the client, and Joe Belfiore from the Windows Phone team gave a great keynote that showed off some of the work that's coming as part of the Windows Phone Mango release that's coming out later this year. That release will be available in Japan. It's fully localized.
All of us are so excited to see the screenshot of the Mango with the Japanese characters.
Yes, it finally.
Fantastic.
Finally. And it'll be a very high-quality release. It brings with it a number of really great user improvements and features, multitasking, smart searches, a new IE9-based HTML5 browser. And for application developers using Silverlight and XNA, we're releasing more than 1,500 new APIs that enable developers to take even better advantage of the phone. Things like sockets, things like camera access, multitasking, deep linking, local database with a SQL Server included, and a lot more. And we're also releasing some really exciting new development tools for phones.
It was amazing, right?
And, if you haven't seen it, you should watch the video. But some new emulator support that enables you to test out accelerometer, GPS location when building your app inside Visual Studio. Some really phenomenal profiling tools that enable you to kind of identify performance bottlenecks in your application, very easily fix them, and just some really great new controls and capabilities. I also showed off Silverlight 5, which is our new release of Silverlight.
And we showed so exciting,
And we're releasing the beta of that this week. That includes some great new media capabilities, including hardware-based decode, so even on a very thin netbook, you can now watch 1080p video for 10 hours. We're also releasing a bunch of other application-based features for doing things like 3D, richer text quality.
Your muscles, right?
Yes, showed off. If you haven't seen that demo, it's a pretty hilarious demo of me. Not quite entirely anatomically correct, but it does make me look very good. That's available as part of that. And then we closed the keynote showing off some of the work we're doing around Connect. And one of the things that we announced this week is that we are making available Connect drivers for the PC. And what that'll let any .NET developer do is basically plug in the Connect into their USB port, and then they can use .NET, WPF, and build Connect-based experiences. And I think we showed several today, or this week, including a telescope experience and some learning experiences and some games that were pretty phenomenal and I think inspired the audience.
Lots of great things.
Lots of great things,
We are so excited.
And, you know, what I'd recommend to people watching is definitely, you know, explore this website, learn the content on it, and really start using the tools. Everything that we showed this week is available. And, you know, for .NET developers and Visual Studio developers and Silverlight developers and ASP.NET developers, this is a really great time to be a developer, and we're really excited to see what you build with these experiences.
Thank you very much. And the after, you know, the March 11th, the earthquake and tsunami disaster, you know, many, many people in Japan are, you know, kind of the, you know, suffering and very, you know, having this difficult time. So, including the many developers, and could you make that kind of the encouraging comment for them? How are you gonna Microsoft support, you know, those developers from the technology perspective?
You know, certainly, you know, all of us here in Microsoft and in the United States in general, we're kind of horrified to see some of the tragedy from March that occurred, and wishing the best for everyone in Japan. And in terms of kind of ways that we can help, you know, and people from my team and other teams have helped put up some sites to help both direct, humanitarian efforts and also to help people find loved ones and friends and family. And so anything we can do to help, we definitely want to, we'd love to help and wish the best for everything. And I'm looking forward to being able to come to Japan again in the future.
Yes.
It's such a wonderful place. I look forward to being able to come again soon.
Okay. Thank you very much. And it was great meeting you. And let's work together for the best solutions and the best technologies and the best innovations to the many, many .NET developers in Japan.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.